We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
But there needs to be more done that's really of substance than just hollow accolades. What are you really doing to make a difference, to show, to demonstrate the real love and appreciation for those that were willing to give it all in defense of this country and the wonderful freedoms that we have? And with that, there is one organization that is making a difference. It's PittsburghHiresVeterans.org. And with us, former Auditor General Jack Wagner joining us on the Disc Institute of Pittsburgh Newsline. And Mr. Wagner, welcome to KDKA Radio. Great to have you.
Man, Gino, it's a pleasure to be back on your show and especially for this purpose. Thank you.
Yeah, absolutely. Talk about what you do and why it's so important.
As you indicated with your intro, it's nice to say thank you for your service to a veteran. And keep in mind that less than one half of 1% of our country serves our country today, and about 7 to 8% of our population are veterans, people who have sworn to protect the Constitution of this country and put their life on the line. And we want to make sure that veterans are welcomed home the right way. I'm a Vietnam veteran, and that didn't happen 40, 45 years ago. We want to make sure it happens to the younger generation that's serving our country today. And one of the most important things we can do for a veteran is to help them find gainful employment, to make sure that they are accepted in a full capacity back into society. And if you don't have a job, you are not really a participant of society the way a veteran wants to be. So we help them find jobs here in the Pittsburgh region. We help them find jobs at no cost to the veteran and no cost to the employer.
I think that's absolutely fantastic. Now, when you say no cost to the employer, you mean in finding and making the connection, not necessarily no cost to the employer as far as wages goes.
No cost to the employer in terms of them providing some return financially to us at Pittsburgh Hires Veterans.
Okay. All right. Just wanted to be clear on that. Yes.
Yeah. We are a nonprofit organization. Obviously, we need funding to function. Mm-hmm. As a matter of fact, we have an annual fundraiser this coming Monday. But we provide competent, qualified individuals, military veterans, who bring great leadership skill to any kind of job, to employers, to not only help the veteran, but also to help the employer.
How did you come?
The employer is, generally speaking, getting a highly qualified individual when they hire a veteran.
Of course. How did you come to the determination that this was something that was necessary?
Mangino, myself and the half a dozen veterans three and a half years ago, realized this in our personal lives, not so much with us because most of us are older, but knowing a number of veterans being part of the veteran community and veteran organizations, that veterans were having great difficulty finding jobs. They were applying at 10, 20, 50 locations via the internet, sending resumes out and getting no responses. So we realized something more needed to be done. And it's important to note that government per se at all levels does not help veterans find jobs. They may provide some training, a little bit of influence or direction, but they do not make any general direct connections with employers to help veterans find work. So we realized there was a void, and the void was to analyze the skill set of veterans and to tie them in with companies, nonprofits, and government where needs exist. And we have found that this nonprofit organization, Pittsburgh Hires Veterans, by giving veterans personal attention something that goes on very infrequently. There are other good nonprofit organizations that do the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
We really give a veteran individualized professional attention to connect them with an appropriate employer.
Former Auditor General Jack Wagner joining us on the Disc Institute of Pittsburgh Newsline. Unemployment numbers at historic lows we've not seen in 50 years. Is your service still necessary? And if so, why?
Great question, Mangino. The unemployment rate for veterans here in Allegheny County is higher by 2% than the general population, and in most counties in Pennsylvania and around the country. In addition, veterans who are working, and keep in mind, 50% of military veterans today are part of the Reserve and National Guard, dissimilar to years ago when it was almost all a full-time military. One-third of those serving our country in Guard and National Guard are underemployed. So there is a great need to even help veterans who do not have the job that they are capable of doing. So consequently, there is a higher underemployment and unemployment percentage for veterans in our country.
But why do you think veterans are being overlooked? You talked about one individual who put out applications maybe in 20 different places and is struggling to get a job. What is it that is in the way? What's happening here, and how do you overcome that?
Well, in some ways, there's been a stigma about veterans that we are people that served in war, that we were part of the atrocities of war, and we may not be a good fit in an employment base.
That's horrible.
Another aspect of it, though, is that many times you come out of high school, as I did, and joined the Marine Corps, and still today, young people come out of high school, they join the military, they're in the military for 4, 8, 10, 20 years. They've never applied for a job. The transitional assistance program that the military has for those leaving the military, for them to smoothly transition back into society, they do a horrible job. They don't even prepare veterans with competent, qualified resumes.
Hmm.
So we help them develop the tools so that they are more employable. And we connect them directly with employers. We are not hesitant to pick up the phone and call a particular employer and ask them to give a veteran an interview.
Am I drawing
the... Generally speaking, when a veteran gets an interview, mm-hmm. they will be one of the people considered for that job.
Am I drawing the correct conclusion that you provide this service to those who are in their 20s, 30s, 40s, 50s, whatever stage of life they may be in?
It does not matter. You're right. The far majority of our veterans are younger veterans,
mm-hmm.
are under 40, 45 years of age, are post 9/11 veterans. But yes, there are veterans from all eras. We work with veterans from any geographical area or any service time in the military, and no matter what their discharge status was.
Okay. I'm running out of time, and I want to be able to get...
We also help spouses of veterans.
Okay. I want to give you an opportunity to plug what's happening on Monday and how we can be a part and help you raise money.
Thank you.
What's happening on Monday? Give us the details.
Monday, we have an annual fundraiser. Monday is Veterans Day.
Of course.
Tomorrow is the Veterans Day Parade in Pittsburgh, the 100th anniversary. Celebrated on Saturday for a reason, but Monday is the actual Veterans Day. One of our board members, Ron Poropatich, whom you know,
wonderful,
is sponsoring
man.
A fundraiser for us Monday from 5:30 to 7:30 at the Duquesne Club. That's our annual fundraiser to raise revenue to keep the doors open and the lights on at Pittsburgh Hires Veterans. So it's an annual fundraiser. It's not too late for a company, an individual, a foundation,
mm-hmm.
To be part of that event. Fortunately, we have a number of companies who are contributing to this event. Highmark is one of our lead sponsors at this event. We appreciate that. Lamar is, a number of other entities, the John G. Rangus Senior Foundation. But obviously, we need more support to help more veterans. We want Pittsburgh and Western Pennsylvania to be the most friendly veteran location in America. And not only are we helping veterans, Mangino, we are helping companies get highly qualified individuals to really make their company more competitive.
Former Auditor General Jack Wagner joining us on the Disc Institute of Pittsburgh Newsline. You want more information, and I know you do. Go to this website, PittsburghHiresVeterans.org. Mr. Wagner, thank you very much for your time.
Thank you, Mangino.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.